News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Next up, we're going to interview Dr. Matthew Herford. He is a physician and vice president of behavior health at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, works in their insurance services division, and we're going to talk to him about Mental Health Awareness Month and a free mindfulness seminar that's coming up this Friday. So, Doctor, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Very much appreciated.
It's good to be with you.
If we don't have a Mental Health Awareness Month, what happens if we don't bring up this idea that various ailments are in our background and talk about them and maybe try to make conversations about them a little bit more common? What happens if this isn't brought up and talked about occasionally?
Well, unfortunately, it means that people will continue to suffer in silence or in the shadows. We know that in any given year, about a fifth of all Americans are going to experience some kind of mental health challenge. That's 60 million people. And only about half of them will ever get any mental health treatment. So unless we're having a conversation, asking each other how we're doing and getting people connected with care, those people are going to continue to experience and suffer in silence. So it's really important that we take opportunities like Mental Health Awareness Month to raise people's awareness, reduce stigma, let people know that treatment is out there and that it's okay to ask for help.
Well, we've been checking in with various professionals and counselors and psychologists over the pandemic. If you are trying to hold conversations about this and look for an audience that wants to hear it, boy, this is your time. Dr. Herford, people have been interested and eager to hear, particularly about depression, but anxiety and a wide range of other topics. So what if we're talking mental health, what are we talking about?
It's a great question, and when we think about mental health, we're really talking about people's emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It really affects many aspects of how we feel, think, and act, and it says a lot about how we react to the stress of life. You talked about the COVID pandemic, and let's face it, this has been an incredibly stressful couple of years. And one of the silver linings as we come out of that pandemic is that people have felt more comfortable talking about things like stress, anxiety, maybe alcohol or drug use, and that's raising people's awareness and getting more people into treatment.
If somebody wanted to do a little bit of a self-assessment, do I need to be concerned about, or can I even just think about my anxiety or depression? Is there any easy, quick checklist that would kind of help somebody do a rapid reflection on themselves?
There are some tools that are available. I would recommend that if your listeners have those questions, that they reach out. If they're a member of UPMC Health Plan or Community Care Behavioral Health, they can call 24/7 and speak with someone. If not, they can talk with their insurer. Many employers offer employee assistance programs where you can get free confidential counseling sessions. That's a great way to have really just a check-in and find out if what you're going through is some normal stress and anxiety or whether it might be time to get into some regular treatment. The other point to remember is that there are lots of self-help tools to help people manage their stress, anxiety, maybe feelings of sadness or loneliness. Things like yoga, meditation, mindfulness practice, getting regular exercise, good sleep. These are all things that don't require a prescription. They don't have any side effects, and you can do them at your own pace.
Tell me about the free mindfulness webinar that you are doing for everybody to participate in.
Yes, this Friday, May 20th, at 12 o'clock, 12 p.m., Community Care and UPMC are hosting a free mindfulness webinar open to the public and free to everyone, whether you're a Community Care UPMC member or not. And it's a really easy, practical, brief, about 20-minute workshop on how to do simple mindfulness meditation, which we know from evidence is a great way to help deal with day-to-day stressors, reduces anxiety, reduces depression, can help elevate your mood. And if your listeners are interested, they can go to our website at ccbh.com/mindful So that's ccbh.com/mindful, and they can register for that for free. If that time doesn't work for folks, it's also going to be available on demand after the webinar on Friday.
I think of mindfulness as trying to live in the what I call the simplicity of the moment. That's just the idea that, you know, you may be all wound up from 100 things. You might have 1,000 things on your mind, and you may have really deep, serious, concerning things that are happening to you. But at any given moment, you're just doing one thing. You may be just resting or just driving or just relaxing or just working, whatever it happens to be. Live in that moment rather than being the full culmination of all of the activities and anxieties that you happen to be enjoying at that time. What do you think of that mindfulness definition, and then you give us yours?
Well, I think that's a terrific mindfulness meditation. Maybe you should lead our webinar on Friday. You're exactly right. Our brains, our minds, are really complicated machines, and they are connected to our very complicated bodies. And we really can't have health without good mental health. And so mindfulness is a practice that's been done for thousands of years. And just as you said, it helps us divert our attention from all of those distracting worries, those things that you might be thinking about, like you said, as you're driving to work, worrying about money, the job, your kids, your health, the world, all of these things that in that moment you can't actually make a change around, and helps you focus on the here and now, using breathing, and to help reduce many of the anxious signals that are happening all the time. If you stick with the car analogy, think about your car's engine revving up in the RPMs and working much, much harder than it needs to. And you're not going any faster. You're just burning fuel, and you're overheating. And mindfulness helps to slow it down, get you into the proper gear, and let your mind engage in the moment.
Well, and you can find out some difficult tasks might be easier, and some easier tasks might be more enjoyable, I guess, if you do this. I will give you an open mic to elaborate on these topics, maybe just talk about coping with stress a little bit in our lives, and then we'll wrap up our conversation. But some additional comments, please, Dr. Herford.
Sure, happy to. It's important to remember as we went through the COVID epidemic, we tried and were able to do a lot of really important public health measures to help combat the pandemic. Things like hand washing, social distancing, getting vaccinated or treated for COVID. The good news is that in mental health, we've got things that we can do on a public health level that work just as well. So for prevention, we talked about that, getting good night's sleep, keeping up your exercise, checking in with each other, staying socially connected, and we can really help prevent a lot of mental health challenges. But we've got a behavioral health epidemic that we're facing right now, and so it's important that people check in with each other, that they check in with themselves, that they reach out, whether to your insurance company, if you're covered by UPMC, or your employer, or your church, or your school. Let people know how you're doing. Check in on people and let them ask how they're doing. Want to get connected to care. There's ways that people can get treatment through counseling, through medication, but then there's all those things that you can do yourself that we just talked about. So there's lots of options, treatments out there, but we can't help if we don't talk about it. Mental health awareness is all about.
www.ccbh.com/mindful, the place to go for this. Any other places for any helpful information, Doctor?
Sure. There's two wonderful organizations in that have very active chapters in Pennsylvania. One is Mental Health America, MHA, and the other is NAMI, the National Alliance for Mental Illness. These are two wonderful organizations started by people who have experienced mental health challenges and their family members. And they're great advocacy organizations. They're places where people can go to get help, particularly if you don't have insurance coverage or you're having trouble getting connected to care. They offer warm lines and other resource and referral tools. So lots of great resources out there for your listeners in case they have questions or want to find out more about treatment and care.
Yeah, I should give people that acronym. That CCBH is Community Care Behavior Health, certainly tied to UPMC, but 120% available to everybody. Anybody, the helpful website with contact information for a wide range of professionals there. Dr. Herford, thank you so much for your help and your information today.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Dr. Matthew Herford works within UPMC, Vice President of Behavior Health at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center Insurance Services Division. Mental Health Awareness Month is underway, and the free mindfulness seminar is this Friday. I think he mentioned that it is at noon. CCB, as in Bravo, H as in hotel.com/mindful for more information.